From the automotive capital of the world, welcome to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
When I come up to a stop, if I use a brake and stop, then when I let off the brake to go, it jerks.
Problems with your car, truck, motorcycle, minivan, or RV? The solution is just a phone call away. 1-800-859-0957. That's 1-800-859-0957.
I put new front rotors, and when I turn left or right with my foot on the brake, I get a pulsation of the ABS.
And remember, The Car Show is designed for everyone, whether you do your own work, take your car to the dealership, or to the independent service center of your choice.
When it's cold and I start to move, it like the transmission slips and then it catches. What's the answer for that, guys?
Your calls and more when The Car Show returns.
Motorrad continues to lead the way in advanced thermal engine management and evaporative emission solutions, offering solutions for nearly every ICE, hybrid, and EV vehicle on the road today. The Motorrad name is synonymous with quality and reliability, comprehensive coverage of vehicle models, and exceptional customer service. We recently had the chance to sit down with Brandon Kite, Motorrad Global Vice President. Brandon touched on Motorrad's longstanding ties to OE.
Motorrad has been an OE thermal management supplier for more than 65 years. All the way back to 1958. Relationships with OEs are a big part of what allows us to stay on the cutting edge and be the catalyst for the design and development of new technologies. All Motorrad products, even for the aftermarket, come off the same OE production lines. We don't have differing levels of process quality, as our aftermarket products feature the same advancements in product development as the parts we make for original equipment manufacturers.
You can find out more about Motorrad's ties to the OE at motorrad.com.
This is The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is. Welcome in. We're here every Thursday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern. You can call us. You can email us, you can semaphore us, however you want to get a hold of us. It's all right there at thecarshow.com. All the numbers, all the emails, our voicemail number is there, so you can leave us a message if you're busy or, you know, you want to call in the middle of the night. Sometimes I let Dan sleep in the middle of the night, so sometimes we're not available in the middle of the night, so we set up the voicemail. Right, Dan?
Right, and what I do is I always have it on call forwarding to your phone.
That's why my phone keeps ringing. I wondered.
That's right. And you forgot about all the ways to get a hold of us. You forgot about the smoke signal.
The smoke signals. Yes. You could page me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Does that still exist?
I believe they do. I'm not sure who would have one or carry it, but I always remember there was a joke on an old TV show where the guy, and it was in the 2000s, he bought a pager. And they said, "Why did you buy a pager?" And he said, "Well, I'm expecting a call from 1982. And every time I see a pager, that's what goes through my mind. Oh, he must be expecting that call from 1982.
Oh, yeah.
last week, you and I talked about you had a Dodge Journey with 250,000 miles on it.
Yes.
And you just told me a story that I think you should share with everybody about what happened with that Dodge Journey this week.
Well, you know, I've known this vehicle since new. I bought it secondhand from one of my customers. And of course, what's the better thing to do is when you have the total repair history on the vehicle. And, you know, a lot of miles and, you know, catalytic converters can fail. And it figures I was taking a friend to the airport, and about halfway there, the check engine light comes on. I go, come on. You know, I always think with a 250,000 miles, something's going to happen. So naturally, get back home, and I did have my equipment there, and I checked, and it had that real nasty code that everybody dreads, and that's the PO420, which is the catalyst efficiency. Ooh. Now, on my vehicle, there's two catalytic converters.
Okay.
So it was a front converter, bank one, and you know, and it does, the vehicle does use a tad oil, not much, maybe a half a quart in 4,000 miles, and over time, you know, from burning oil, it can actually plug the catalytic converter. So what did I do? Naturally, I want to be conservative. Mm-hmm. And I cleared the code out, and because I know what it is, and I ended up using a bottle of the CRC, guaranteed to pass. emission system cleaner. Okay.
Okay.
And I had a swig of coffee there. Excuse me.
That's okay.
But the bottom line, the bottom line is I was right at a half tank of fuel. I put it in the vehicle, drove it. And of course, when I got to about a quarter tank, I filled the gas tank up. And I think right now I have about 350 miles since the light came on. And guess what? Did not come back on, but you know, we'll see. Most of my driving this time around was, of course, city driving and maybe a little bit get on and get off the expressway. But the airport run that I did with my friend, that was a, you know, continuous 45-minute run,
right?
You know, doing 70 miles an hour. So we'll see. But as of right now, I'm going to consider it to be repaired. And on that type of vehicle, yeah, or any vehicles, we know that replacing a catalytic converter can be very expensive. And, yeah, you know, you always got to research it a little bit too. Why did the converter fail? You know, they can last quite a while, but, you know, it could be anything. Could be from, you know, a misfire over time, burning it out, you know, overheating the converter. It could be plugged because of burning oil. But in my case, you know, I know the history, and for the money I spent, it was well worth it, because the light did not come back on. If anything, what it does, it cleans the whole fuel system, not only the catalytic converters, but it's going to clean, you know,
right,
the combustion chamber and anything else that needs to be cleaned over time. And again, you know, don't be discouraged. It's not an instant thing. And I know so many times I take a look on certain people. For an example, one was about a Caseo product. Mm-hmm. And said, oh, this stuff didn't work. You know, it didn't work. Everybody says it worked. Well, in his case, mm-hmm, you know, the rest of the story is he had a bad water pump. A water pump has a rotational rotary seal. It's not going to replace a bad seal or a worn out water pump that's loose. But you know, the minor leaks, and, you know, another testimony here, testimonial item is a farmer man over here next door to where I live. He has an old truck that he uses strictly for hauling, you know, the vegetables and the watermelons and whatever he has. And it's a diesel truck, and he would add coolant, but never see it on the ground. You could smell it. So when I looked at the vehicle, you know, this is a larger vehicle with a larger capacity cooling system, I said, you know, we're going to spend a little bit of money, or you're going to spend a little bit of money. You're going to go down to Advance Auto Parts. He goes, mm-hmm, oh yeah, I know where that is. And you're going to purchase, this is going to be a little bit different. You're going to buy the K-Seal Ultimate. And on the container, it's going to say a head gasket repair, which it does have 30% more sealing power. But I also wanted him to use that because of the fact that, you know, the size of the cooling system.
Right, it's a bigger,
you know,
engine.
Capacity was like 3 or 4 gallons. But in the meantime, after taking a look at the coolant too, I recommend it. Now, before you do that, let's do a partial flush. You don't have to do a complete flush. Let's do a drain and fill, mm-hmm, and new coolant, peak coolant, which you can get at Advance Auto Parts, and use the K-Seal and let me know, and I'll find out this coming weekend what happened.
Excellent. I thought it was important to tell that story about the journey, because you don't just recommend people do it. You're using that product yourself.
Yes,
that's
correct.
And that's, to me, is like, yeah, you walk the walk, not just talk the talk.
What battery should you put in your vehicle? We'll find out for certain at autobatteries.com. Powered by Clarios, autobatteries.com features a Find Your Battery selector that helps guide your next battery purchase based on your vehicle specifics and your personal driving habits. You'll receive a premium fit suggestion and a recommended fit suggestion, coupled with the closest available retailers. Autobatteries.com also offers information about how batteries work, battery installation, jump starting, charging, and much more. It's all right there at autobatteries.com. While today's gasoline is good, it leaves behind deposits that rob power and efficiency. Hotshot Secret Gasoline Extreme is engineered to deep clean fuel injectors, intake valves, and combustion chambers in just one tank, restoring lost performance while protecting critical engine components. The result? Improved throttle response, increased fuel economy up to 7.9% in user testing, and a smoother operation. Hotshot Secret Gasoline Extreme, powered by science, available nationwide at Tractor Supply, Amazon, and at HotshotSecret.com. Introducing CRC Brake Clean Foaming Brake Wash, the only foaming brake wash available in all 50 states. Its fast braking foam clings to surfaces, then rapidly penetrates grease, grime, and brake dust, lifting away stubborn soil in seconds. And with the innovative wide button, you get a powerful fan of spray for broad, efficient coverage. So you clean more area in less time with less product. For brakes that need to perform their best, CRC Brake Clean Foaming Brake Wash. You can learn more at crcindustries.com. Planning a summer road trip? Advance Auto Parts is here to keep you confidently on the road with free, easy, and convenient car care services. Free battery testing and installation at most stores ensures you're never stranded by a dead battery while on vacation. Free wiper blade installation helps maintain clear visibility in any weather, and free engine code scanning pinpoints potential issues quickly so you can travel with peace of mind. Drive safely this summer with Advance Auto Parts. You can learn more at advanceautoparts.com.
To The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Want to remind everybody that we're brought to you in part by Standard. Standard is a full-line supplier of vehicle control and engine management products, offering more than 50,000 precision-engineered components. Professional technicians have trusted Standard since 1919. You can learn more at standardbrand.com. I don't think Dan, I know Dan trusts Standard. I don't think he's trusted it since 1919.
Well, the thing of it is, you know, my years in the automotive repair business has been around forever. In fact, you mentioned Standard. Mm-hmm. I had a 2011 Chevrolet Traverse with 210,000 miles on it that the customer was complaining about, you know, I cannot put fuel in my tank.
Ooh, that's not good.
And I go, what's going on? Well, she said it keeps on clicking off. And I don't know what's going on. Well, it turned out to be that it had a failed canister purge solenoid.
Okay.
And what it was doing, you know, just like it's got a vent, you know, you got to have a way to have the air push out. Well, with this failed solenoid, what it ended up doing is that was creating the problem. So again, Advance Auto Parts, and I did purchase the Standard Products brand, which comes with a new bushings and a new bolt, new O-ring ready to go, simple procedure to change. And the best part about it, it has a limited lifetime guarantee because they do fail. So, you know, you get a lot of the OEM stuff. It either has, you know, it only has like a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty.
Yeah.
And in this, you know, with our changes of fuels and if you have high mileage cars, I always recommend going with, you know, especially with the evaporative emission control systems, to go with the Standard product brand sensors and also solenoids.
And I know that Standard is big on everything's in the box. Everything you need is in the box.
Yep. And believe it or not, it was. It was in the box.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it, Dan. Why would they tell me it was if it wasn't?
True. You know, unless the parts guy needed extra parts.
Unless the guy behind the counter got in the box and pulled out a little something for himself, yeah. Which I would do if I worked there. It's like, oh, I need one of these. I have done that with the CRC GDI service kit. I have pulled out just the gas additive that I needed. And left the rest of it there until I get to it.
And don't forget, and the funnel that comes with it.
Yeah, you got to have that funnel. Like I said, I learned that the hard way. I ruined the finish on my car almost.
Yeah, especially if it's a gas capless system. You need that special funnel.
Yes, so. You do. Let's do an email here while we're talking. Okay. This is interesting. He said this person says, my brother recently purchased a used 2014 Buick Enclave. Has 130,000 miles on it. It's in the process of having some maintenance performed. He noticed from the previous owner's records that they never did a transmission flush or a drain and fill. He went to the service shop and requested the drain and fill on the transmission, and they said they didn't recommend doing it because of the miles and the fact that it had never been done before. I said, do you agree with them Or would you recommend a transmission filter replacement along with the fluid that would go along with that job?
Well, Brian, in this case, just like a lot of the General Motors transmissions, there is a filter, but it's not serviceable because you have to disassemble the transmission to replace the filter.
Ooh.
I would definitely, in this case, you know, the system holds probably about 10 quarts. And very simple, just like if you're going to change oil on your vehicle, the engine oil, the transmission oil, there's a plug, an 11 millimeter plug that is on the bottom. And all you need to simply do is pull that plug, let it drain for, you know, an hour or so, reinstall the plug. Then the next step is you would measure how much fluid you have taken out and put back in, replace what you have taken out, and of course using the right transmission fluid. Now, the reason for that is, even with 130,000 miles, when you do that type of, I'm going to call it a transfusion, and with transmission oil or transmission fluid, it's about a 10 weight oil. The additive package breaks down, the detergents and the emulsifiers and everything that's needed to do that. And by doing it with a drain and fill, what you're doing is you're slowly cleansing the transmission.
Okay.
You know, it's like if you had real greasy hands, you put a little bit of soap on it and it's not coming off. And, you know, you keep on rubbing and more is coming off. And then of course, by slowly doing that, you're not going to have any problems. They're worried about the fact that, you know, it could work too fast and clean too fast and something plugs, but that's not the case. Because even on that vehicle, I hate to say it, the manufacturer at that time recommended changing the fluid at 100,000 miles. And, you know, again, just do it slow, just drain and fill. And then I would also recommend at the same time, he can go back to Advanced Auto Parts and go to the shelf where they have all the hotshot secret products. And he needs to pick up a bottle of the Shift Restore along with the, you know, transmission oil. And what that's going to do, it's going to eliminate that stiction. That's the stuff that gums up to the inside of the transmission. And it's going to reduce noise. It's going to reduce the operating temperatures. And what it's going to do too, it's going to, the biggest thing here is to eliminate the rust and corrosion and add for that 12 ounce bottle. So if you pull out 5 quarts, only put in 4.5 quarts. And then of course your Shift Restore from Hotshot Secret. you know, because you don't want to overfill the transmission.
Right. And I was laughing because that was going to be my next question is, would you put an additive like Shift Restore in there as long as you're doing it?
And well, quit looking at me. You're reading my mind. Quit reading my mind.
Well, 130,000 miles seems like a long time to go without servicing it. And then the shop saying, don't do anything to it. Also seems like, well, wait a minute, I don't know if that's right either. My first thought when I saw the email was Dan's probably would say do his famous transmission transfusion where you drain out 5 and put in 5 and then let it work for 500 miles or 300 miles or however long and then do it again and clean it that way. And I just wondered, it's like, well, would you add the additive at the same time? It's like, that would make sense to me. If I'm trying to clean the transmission, why wouldn't I put in something that's going to extra help clean the transmission besides just new fluid in and out?
Right. Plus, it helps rejuvenate the older fluid. It puts that additive package back in there. Yeah. And again, drive it a little bit further and doing it slowly like that. I mean, I over the years, Brian, I can't tell you how many drain and fills I have done.
Wow.
And really never had a problem. Never had a problem.
So, and this is something I've never asked you. So I do a drain and fill. I get it done. However, how many miles would you put on the car before you took it back and did it again?
It depends on how you're driving. Is it city stop and go? Is it expressway running? You know, normally, you know, the stop and go driving is going to actuate more inside the transmission than driving 70 miles an hour down the expressway. So, you know, if it's city driving 300 miles, if it's on the road, 500 miles.
Okay. It was one of the questions I've never, If you've said it, I don't remember it, but then, you know, I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning, so that's not unusual.
Well, I could tell you what you had. It's all over your face.
I do wear as much as I eat, I'm told.
But especially if you forget to put your bib on. I know.
Well, if Cindy's not going to put my bib on me, that's not my fault. I knew when I saw the email, it's like I knew the drain and fill was a good idea. I'm wondering why a shop wouldn't just do a drain and fill for them, why they're recommending absolutely nothing to this car.
Well, because they don't want to take responsibility. Part of it. You told me to do this and now my transmission. Yeah. No, that's not the case.
That makes sense.
I would do in a case like that with 130,000 miles is I would loosen that drain plug up on that transmission and I would take a little sample and I would evaluate it is what I would do. But on that transmission, and like I said, technology has changed quite a bit, but overall, you know, that's the right way to do it. Why let it go 10 more thousand miles and then have to burn up a transmission?
Right. And I wasn't sure. And I hadn't thought about that. You're right. If they do something and it goes bad, it's their fault. It always is.
Oh yeah, of course.
And that kind of makes sense. We run in a business. I don't have time to be arguing with everybody.
Yeah.
Today's OE fix from Dorman Power Window Regulators and Motor Assemblies. It's a terrible sound that clunk a vehicle window makes when it falls off its tracks. But today's window regulator assemblies aren't tracks at all. They're cables and pulleys that can fail when the cable stresses over time. Built to Dorman's strict standards, their OE fix replacement power window regulators and motor assemblies reduce cable stress with added guides, while cable tension springs and sheathing help resist cable reel binding. Plus, the upgraded plug-and-play smart motor features a moisture-sealed circuit board that calibrates seamlessly without any dealer tools. It's another Dorman OE fix, an exclusive Dorman-engineered part that's designed to correct a specific failure in an original part, allows replacement of only the failed part as opposed to the entire assembly, or modifies design to specifically reduce installation time. With applications for a large number of vehicles, you can find Dorman power window regulators and motor assemblies in addition to other great products at most automotive retailers and at dormanproducts.com.
This is The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is. You can get a hold of us. All the ways to get a hold of us are right there at thecarshow.com. Very easy to find. It's right at the top of the page. Big, it's not red letters. I think it's white letters on a red background, so it stands out. I make it look important, Dan, by putting it in red. Red means it's important, right?
Yes.
It's important to us for you to call us, and we would love that. And the numbers are there. The voicemail's there. The email's there. My pager number's there. Dan's email address. I'll put that out there.
always.
Want to remind everybody quickly here that we're brought to you in part by Peak Silicone Plus and Silicone Platinum Premium Wiper Blades. They're engineered to last four times longer and deliver complete visibility in any driving condition. You can find out more about those right there at peakauto.com. Got an email here, Dan. It's kind of interesting, and there's some language I'll edit as I go here. This person, he says, I have a 2017 Mitsubishi Mirage, 110,000 miles on it. I live in Phoenix. During the cooler months, my car drives fine. During the hot months, my transmission starts to slip after about 20 minutes of freeway driving speeds. I had the transmission fluid flushed and replaced last summer because it got so bad. Say, today's the first day it was over 90 degrees, and sure as something, my transmission started slipping, and the gear shift position light started on the dashboard. The question rephrased here is, what can I do?
Well, you know, you look at it this way. You said he did have the transmission service, but anytime we have a flashing light is an indication that the vehicle is going into what we call a limp-in mode. Mm-hmm. And it'll eliminate some of the features to help you get to the repair center or get home. But with a flashing light, the next step would be is he could take a run to the Advanced Auto Parts store in his area and have him read the transmission codes. He may find out that it's not slipping, but it's not shifting. All transmissions, just about everything today, is electronically controlled, mm-hmm. where you have solenoids that will, you know, shift the vehicle from first to second, from second to third to fourth. And then they'll also have a solenoid that's called a lockup torque converter solenoid. And what happens there, if that's failing, it'll actually take and raise the engine RPMs because that feature is not available again. And this is where the driver may be saying, oh boy, my transmission's slipping. It's not. Okay. So the next step is to do that. Have the trouble codes read. And again, what I always say, it's not going to tell you how to fix it. It's going to put you into the right direction of repair. And he's going to probably find out. And here's the key here. Mm-hmm. These solenoids are emerged. They're submerged in oil, hot oil, couple hundred degree oil. And of course, when it gets hot, it's going to do that because it could be failing two ways. It could be failing electronically, or it could be failing mechanically. But in this case, I definitely say that it's probably the windings that are getting hot. So again, it may not be a transmission replacement, but mm-hmm. a solenoid replacement. And again, all these solenoids and parts would be available. You don't have to go back to the selling dealer. You can purchase just about anything from Advance Auto Parts.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And changing, doing the transmission drain and fill isn't going to solve that problem.
No, not at all.
Which makes sense that he did it and now it's back again, you know.
Yeah. Okay. But the key here is if it was an actual transmission problem where it was slipping, it would do it worse when it was cold than when it would be warm.
Okay. And that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So that solves his problem.
Yeah. Very simple.
Done and done. And that's what I like. I like the very simple fixes. Like you and I, we talked earlier about the Dodge Journey, your Dodge Journey, and explaining how if the catalytic converter had to be changed, that it was not an easy repair. That's the other thing I think people need to remember with some of this stuff. It sounds very simple. When I come to you and you're shopping, you go, yeah, we've got to replace that catalytic converter. That's a 3-second thing. It might be that you've got to remove other parts and you got to do a lot of work to get to that catalytic converter to replace it.
Well, and look at it this way. You know, luckily, you know, CRC mm-hmm. offers that cleaner, the guaranteed to pass emission system cleaner is offered, because before any of this, you know, there's too many shops out there that will say, nope, you need a catalytic converter.
Right.
Well, first of all, you have to find out why it failed. You just don't put something on. So again, for the little bit of money you have to spend, try it out, give it a try. And here's Brian, this is mm-hmm. the best part about it. Mm-hmm. The best part is if it don't work, it's a double your money back guarantee. It's right on the box. And I thought to myself, hey, do I want CRC to pay for this? But on the other issue, they sent it to me as a trial.
And if it doesn't work, you're going to need that money because you got to buy a catalytic converter.
Yeah. Well, you know, in my case too, you know, most V6 engines will have two catalytic converters. A 4-cylinder will have one.
Oh, okay.
So what do you do with a vehicle that has 250,000 miles on it? Ooh. You're going to, you know, you have it apart. You're not just going to do one. You're going
right.
to do both.
As long as you got it apart. Both. I just think people, when you hear things, a lot of people, and I've had to explain this to some of the people around here not too long ago, it's easy to say, we've got to fix ... but it might mean I've got to remove this part. I've got to remove this part. I've got to get into the engine to get to that, to replace it. Then I've got to put all those things back and make sure it's all functioning properly, you know? So what sounds like a simple repair, maybe it behooves me to ask my technician when he does it, how long is this going to take? What does it entail? You know, I think saying stuff is really easy. Doing it can be very difficult. And I think you need to keep that in mind when you're going to your technician, that what sounds really easy might be a more complicated repair than you think.
And here's why it's complicated. If you were in California or Florida or Texas, mm-hmm. they don't use what we have here in the Northwest, Northeast. Yeah. Think about it a little bit. Road salts.
Yep.
You get a vehicle that's, in my case, it's, you know, a 2013, the age of the vehicle. You have to contend with exhaust manifold bolts that are seized and rusted.
Yeah.
Just because of the corrosion that's there. And that puts on so much more time that you have to deal with, because when this stuff rusts, it delaminates, it comes off in layers. So when, in many cases, some shops will say, hey, you've got that old vehicle like that, you know, it's going to cost you $3,000 to put two catalytic converters on it. Do you want to put $3,000 into your vehicle? And that's why, you know, be conservative. Chemistry today is unbelievable. I mean, you know, many years ago working in testing laboratories, I mean, we actually used cameras, you know, back then to look into the combustion chambers to see if that product actually worked. But today they've got it down to the point that, you know, especially on the CRC products, that it's the strongest you can buy for your vehicle that's not going to damage any of the components. But also, you know, you have to deal with something too strong with the EPA. That's another area that they have to contend with.
Yeah, I when I think about that kind of thing, it's to me, it's important. That's why it's important to me that I have a shop that I take my car to that I know is reliable. I know they're going to do it the right way, and they're not going to do, you know, they're not going to upsell me something that I don't need. They're going to tell me exactly what I need, how long it's going to take, what I need to do, what they need to do. And it's you, I guess what I'm trying to say is I have to have a technician I can trust and that I know I can trust, you know, who's going to do this job the right way. And not, you know, if I drove it into somewhere, they might, if you drove your car in somewhere with that light on, they might have just said, oh, we're going to have to replace those catalytic converters and not even tried the chemistry. I think you need to find somebody who's going to go, let's try this first and see if this works. And then we can move up to the higher thing.
You know, and so many times, too, you get these technicians that will have the blinders on. They cannot look out of the box.
Right.
And you know, if anything, even if it doesn't work, it cleans your fuel system. But I have yet, you know, if you have an exhaust leak, can trigger the PO420 code for a catalytic converter. There's a vacuum leak can create it. So there's much more than just looking at that code. It puts you in that direction of where to go. How can I say this? You're in the right church, but not in the right pew.
Yeah.
You know, but there's more to it than that when it comes to diagnostics.
Right. And so that's why I think people that come to you know they can trust you because you're going to try that. You're not just going to go for, like you say, the blinders aren't on. So you're thinking of, well, what else could this be? What could solve this problem before I go to the $3,000 fix? Maybe I'll try this.
Well, and here's the difference between, you know, myself and a lot of others. You know, we have, number one, you have the experience.
Right.
Number two, the background experience working in testing laboratories and actually using the products and doing them yourselves and having the customer cars, we'll say they're guinea pigs. How's that sound?
Yeah. And that's,
but I think
we need more Dans in the world. I think that's what I'm trying to say, Dan.
Yeah, but if you don't sell parts, you don't make money.
What battery should you put in your vehicle? We'll find out for certain at autobatteries.com. Powered by Clarios, AutoBatteries.com features a Find Your Battery selector that helps guide your next battery purchase based on your vehicle specifics and your personal driving habits. You'll receive a premium fit suggestion and a recommended fit suggestion, coupled with the closest available retailers. AutoBatteries.com also offers information about how batteries work, battery installation, jump starting, charging, and much more. It's all right there at AutoBatteries.com. Planning a summer road trip? Advance Auto Parts is here to keep you confidently on the road with free, easy, and convenient car care services. Free battery testing and installation at most stores ensures you're never stranded by a dead battery while on vacation. Free wiper blade installation helps maintain clear visibility in any weather, and free engine code scanning pinpoints potential issues quickly so you can travel with peace of mind. Drive safely this summer with Advance Auto Parts. You can learn more at AdvanceAutoParts.com.
To The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Want to remind all of you that we are brought to you in part by K-Seal, the global leader in coolant leak repair. Fixing a coolant leak doesn't have to be complicated. K-Seal is a one-step coolant leak repair for everyday leaks. No draining the system, no flushing, no antifreeze worries. You just shake it, pour, and go. You can learn more about that right there at kseal.com. Dan, what else has been going on in the shop with you? You're telling me about another thing that I thought was interesting.
Well, one of my customers has a 2009 Hyundai Elantra. Mm-hmm. It's a four-door sedan, and the right front window dropped. They didn't know what was wrong with it. You know, is it a switch? Is it a wiring problem? Is it the motor? And in their case, what I did a little bit over the phone diagnostics. I said, this is what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Grab the window glass, because the window was stuck halfway, and I want you to pull up on it and push down on it. If that moves up and down, then most likely the window regulator has failed. Now, most window regulators today, in the old days, they were mechanical arms. Today, they use a wire and pulleys that the motor will drive to put the window up and down. And so what happens when a window regulator fails, the little plastic pulleys, over time, they crack, and one breaks and cracks. It puts slack in that window regulator cable, and that's why sometimes if you go up and down with it, you'll hear all this crunching, you know, inside. Well, the good news is, you know, and actually this customer feared, you know, the cost of getting one from the selling dealer.
Of course.
Oh boy, that's going to be a fortune. I says, well, let's do this. So I, you know, went to my Advanced Auto Parts site, and I looked and I punched in window regulator for a 2009 Hyundai Elantra sedan.
Mm-hmm.
And I need a right front. And sure enough, Dorman Products offers that window regulator. Now, this one's a little bit different. And again, mainly most of the times you have two vertical bars with a motor and some cables.
Right.
But in this case, on this Honda, I couldn't believe it when I received the part. It was half the door.
Wow.
It's a big piece of sheet metal with these other pieces, you know, attached to it. And what I like about it is, of course, the warranty. You can't beat that, where I know a lot of the dealer parts would have a warranty, but it's only a 12 months or 12,000 miles or 12 feet or 12 seconds, whatever comes first. So, but that's the great thing about it. You know, even though it's a vehicle that old, that part is available for that through Dorman Products.
Yeah.
Great move.
And you know that if it's a Dorman product, it's OE or better. Usually better, I would imagine, you know.
Right. And, you know, part of it is, too, a lot of the Dorman stuff has the what they call the original equipment fix. They'll take a very common failed product. I don't care if it's a window motor or a switch or a door handle. They always improve it to the point that it's better.
Yeah.
That, or equal.
And then if you fixed it, you fixed it better than it was, which that's a great thing.
Right, of course, because now it works.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than hearing that door, that thunk when your window's not working. And around here, Dan, it's going to be in the feel like temperature is going to be in the hundreds. I don't want I don't want that window open.
No, that's true. You know, you come down to all this with all these too, for so many people that I know that this is a little bit of a pointer here, is that always try to put your windows up and down in your vehicle, even if you do it once a week. And the reason for that is so many times these window regulators may fail because something's stuck. I don't know how many times I found a rear window, especially on a four-door sedan, the rear windows, they won't go up or down. And they're saying, oh, a switch, a motor, whatever. But what I have found out, you know, is that over time, the accumulation of dirt and whatever, the window will stick to the rubber weather stripping, especially, you know, in our part of the country where they do a lot of road salts for de-icing.
Yeah.
And if you do have a window that's not going up and down on your vehicle, the first thing you want to do is get, one of these plastic putty knives that you can buy at a hardware store.
Yep.
or your big box store, and you're going to want to go around the, you know, the window with that there, make sure it's a thin one, and go all the way around and push that rubber inside and outside. And I don't know over the years how many times that the window was stuck, and all I had simply had to do is, once I got it down, is clean up that residue, and it's fixed, it's repaired.
And do you put something into that rubber like that?
No.
You don't put anything in there to lubricate it or anything?
It's not necessary, but you could take some, you know, some silicone spray and put it on a rag, but at that point it's not necessary. It's okay. Because sometimes people will not put their windows down for years in the back. There's no reason to, because nobody's back there.
Yeah.
Or they're using air conditioning.
Right.
Think about it. How often do you put your rear windows down?
I was literally just sitting here thinking, that's when you said that, it's like, that's right. Those back windows in my car. Now the back driver's side, I often hit the button wrong and I lower that one when I'm trying to lower the driver's side window, but the back passenger side, I don't think it's ever been lowered. Then it's like, maybe that's a good idea just to raise them and lower them once or twice a week just to keep them in working order.
Yeah. So don't always think that you have a wiring problem or, you know, a bad motor or regulator problem, when it could be simply something stuck. But here's what you have to remember. Mm-hmm. If you attempt to keep on doing that, that's when the regulators will fail, especially if it's on an older vehicle, because the cables will get tight and it'll break the plastic pulleys. And then you will need a Dorman window regulator.
Okay. And how do besides the window not going up and down, is it going to make a noise that I know that, oh, that's starting to go bad, or?
Nope, 99% of the time there's no noise.
Nah, that's
just doesn't. Well, it's locked. Think about it. It's locked. The noise will come in there when it breaks. Then you'll hear it.
So, so if I hear the noise, it's too late.
It's too late.
Okay, I it's something I never thought about. We had a commercial this week from Dorman about their the window regulators, the power window regulators and motor assemblies kits that go together, and it's like, It's not something you think about, and I don't think it's something you can like do any maintenance on, except for raising the windows up and down, right?
That, and you know, making sure the window glass is clean and the weather stripping is clean.
Okay, it's something you don't think about until you have to think about it, I guess.
That's true.
And if you have to think about it, it's maybe too late.
Well, it always is, you know. And again, I do. It happens quite a bit, especially in our region.
Yeah, and it makes sense to me. And like I said, Cindy's nodding her head at me when I say it. Like, I never raise that window back there, raise or lower it, because I don't have anybody riding with me, and there's no reason for that passenger back window to ever be opened.
Unless your dog's back there.
True. I don't have a dog.
Well, then.
So what you're telling me is to keep from having to buy the Dorman window regulator and motor assembly, I should buy a dog.
actually get two. One for each side of the car.
There you go. Look at that. It's a win-win. I've solved the problem, and I don't have to worry about I could tell my technician, no, I'm not worried about the windows. Why? I have dogs. And I'm sure I'm going to get a sideways look like I get a lot of the time from you and Cindy.
You will. You will, guaranteed.
Well, that's interesting to know, and the part you showed me is like, that's huge. The inside is like, that's the old inside of the door, and you went, yeah, it is. When it could be just these two things, like that's another reason you have to have a good technician who knows what the part is, what's needed, and what has to be done.
Always, you always count on that, Brian.
All right, I think we'll do it again next week. What do you think, Dan?
Why not? We have nothing else to do.
Good point. We have no lives. All right. Well, until next week, everybody, have a safe driving week ahead. While today's gasoline is good, it leaves behind deposits that rob power and efficiency. Hotshot Secret Gasoline Extreme is engineered to deep clean fuel injectors, intake valves, and combustion chambers in just one tank, restoring lost performance while protecting critical engine components. The result? Improved throttle response, increased fuel economy up to 7.9% in user testing, and a smoother operation. Hotshot Secret Gasoline Extreme, powered by science, available nationwide at Tractor Supply, Amazon, and at hotshotsecret.com.
Introducing CRC Brake Clean Foaming Brake Wash, the only foaming brake wash available in all 50 states. Its fast-breaking foam cleans to surfaces, then rapidly penetrates grease, grime, and brake dust, lifting away stubborn soil in seconds. And with the innovative wide button, you get a powerful fan of spray for broad, efficient coverage. So you clean more area in less time with less product. For brakes that need to perform their best, CRC Brake Clean Foaming Brake Wash. You can learn more at crcindustries.com.